And then this is the cum rag, and it's kind
Yeah.
of
No, this one made me laugh out loud when I saw it. Tell me more about this.
it's a little shock. Someone told me that it looks like cum bag because I made the R a little bit weird, and I'm like, yes, but no. Oops. But this started as like I completely imagined an infographic that never existed. So it was like, I thought that I had seen a Snapchat infographic in like 2017 that I went and tried to find on the internet, and I spent so much time looking for it, but it made it up. It didn't exist. And so I thought that what the infographic said in my memory was that fig leaves were used as condoms in Greece or something. And so people would hold on to them after they did their deeds and would lay them on like the graves of someone that they like miss. And like once their lover passed, they would put that it on the grave to like remember good times.
It's
That never happened. None of that existed. So, but it did lead me to like read about what like actual real condoms like in the past were, and like there was a specific seed pod that was used, which was kind of interesting to learn about.
interesting.
But then I was like, well, then why did my brain pick the fig leaf?
Right.
Because like I imagined that there was writing that said like the fig leaf looks like a heart, and I'm like, it kind of doesn't, but whatever. And so I looked on the Wikipedia, and it said that like a fig leaf is like what usually goes over genitals in like biblical art.
Yeah, you
And
think like Adam and Eve and
yes.
yeah.
And then like this quote that says like with the implication that the cover is only a token gesture and the truth is obvious to all who choose to see it, which feels kind of like is kind of what is the word I'm trying to say? But I like the sort of token gesture. It's like you're already like have something that everyone's like, ew, but you are like, oh, I'm so polite, I'm covering it up, kind of.
Interesting. Yeah, and that idea that is the truth is obvious to all who choose to see it kind of reminds me a bit of like gay like flagging culture. If you
Yes.
think about like, yeah, people with their little bandanas that to a normal like just a regular old passerby is like, oh, that guy's just got a bandana in his back pocket. But then to those who know what's going on, that little rag back there means something a lot more. Very interesting. And how did you, this piece is woven, you said? How did this come together?
I have a like very rudimentary loom I made in my introduction to fibers class. It's basically like six pieces of, it's not 2x4 wood, but it's like 2 inch by 1 inch.
Yeah.
And you just hammer them, and then you have to like put dowel rods, and then you have to wrap the warp around the dowel rod, and then you kind of make like this plane of strings, and then you I used a I couldn't have woven this if I didn't have a tapestry needle. So I had a in Baltimore there's like this secondhand craft store called, oh no, I keep doing this.
Oh, you're fine.
But there's a secondhand craft store called Scrap Bemore, and that's where I found my tapestry needle for like a couple cents.
Oh,
And
cool.
yeah.
Very, very cool. How long does something like this take?
I would say like a minimum of like 30 hours.
Oh,
This might
wow.
have taken like 35. I don't know. I feel like I did this faster than my normal ones, but I'm not sure.
Very, very cool. But no, I like the idea of there's some infographic or some fact that's haunting you, but then it ends up maybe not being real, but it inspires research in its own right. I think that idea of being haunted by something is really cool.
Oh, thank you. I get a lot of like itchy thoughts that I'm like, oh, if I don't figure it out, I can't go on.
Well, Very nice. I can very much relate to that.